And a good morning to you and a happy Friday as well. I'm really sorry for that.
Why?
For what?
I hate that.
Say it happy
when
Friday.
When people are like, happy Friday.
In your favourite.
Happy Monday.
But we're happy to be here. Cooper plays a klaxon. Boom, it's Friday. We've survived another one.
Okay, we've survived another one. Yeah, let's roll with that.
Yeah. Do you want to go online and just your favourite influencer is like, happy Friday.
Oh, you do that too well.
Yeah. Oh, no.
You practiced that. Yeah.
Sorry, and I just did it. I didn't mean it. I'm so sorry.
You're channeling your inner influencer.
My inner influencer. Oh, good God. Run now. Speaking of influencers, a lot of people are becoming influencers for the most random things at the moment, which I'm loving.
Are.
There's a kid in Cork. He must be about 16, and he's doing food reviews, but nobody can understand a word he says. And it's brilliant. He's getting thousands of followers, and his most viral one was his food review of his Christmas dinner. Usually he does like takeaway food, so it's like, I don't know, to me when someone's reviewing food, it's usually something kind of nice and fancy and
but his is takeaway.
His is like, oh, here's the burger and chips from the local chip or whatever, and he just mills it. It's just a burger and chips, but anyway, I love it so much. But then I came across this other guy called Stiffy. Sticky. Sticky, we're going to call him Sticky Toffee Pudding Man. And I just want to play you a little bit of a clip on how he talks about sticky toffee pudding.
I've reviewed over 50 sticky toffee puddings, and here are the three most common mistakes I've seen in that time. Coming in at number three, when there's too much going on. I've had STPs that have come
STPs.
And you can barely see it.
STPs.
There's a crumb, there's a leaf, there's some fruit, and you're sort of asking, you know, is there a sticky toffee pudding in this situation at all? Look, you can get a strong 7, 8, 9 out of 10 if you get the basics right.
So if you get the basics right, 7... No, that's just a short clip of what actually is going on. He is getting hundreds of thousands of views based on just eating sticky toffee pudding. His STPs, as he calls them.
Yeah, his STPs has a place in his heart.
I know. I think Ireland's the only place at the moment with TikTok where you don't get paid for views, the creator fund.
Yeah.
Oh, right, okay.
So essentially, he's just getting paid to just eat sticky
toffee. That's just what he wants to do with his life.
And when I told you guys about him yesterday, you guys told me about Flat White Frank.
Yeah, I love this man.
Do you follow him?
Yeah, I follow him.
Oh my God.
He's
so
great.
I didn't know who he was, so let's give you a snippet of who Flat White Frank is all about.
He said it's roasted Italian style. That's exactly how it's tasted. Milk is good. It was hot, but the milk wasn't burnt. It was creamy and fluffy. This is the flat white that you'd expect to get before the day's a speciality coffee. Before you could roast the bean to make it taste like wine gums. Before you could roast the bean to make it taste like Marmite. This tastes of coffee.
Yeah. Amazing.
He's on his hunt to find the best flat white, and he just goes around the world tasting flat whites.
They've picked something that you could never imagine turning into a channel. And they've just like monetized on it. If you guys had to monetize off, you know,
bread is underrated. Like, bread is so good.
Okay.
And it's so if I was a TikTok influencer selling, so forget your sticky toffee puddings, flat whites, bread.
Okay.
And it could be simple bread, but this is like French stick. I've gone highbrow,
Go on. Let's hear it.
Guys, I'm not being dramatic, but this French stick just changed my outlook on life. Right?
Stick.
This isn't just a French stick. This is a golden wand of Parisian destiny.
Golden wand.
Beautiful.
Wow.
Yeah, nothing prepared me for this baguette. She's crispy, okay?
Okay.
She's airy.
Why is it a she?
She's that good. Yeah. Because she's sensual. She's beautiful. It's a French stick. It's not bread. It's been hugged in the mouth by a cloud that studied abroad in France.
Wow.
Okay.
That's the level we're talking.
I'll give you a clap for that.
I got to do some work on mine, and we're going to come back to that. No. Oh, my God.
That's like... Getting me emotional, kind of.
That's what you want to do.
That's where you get
something
them.
Simple and you just make it like, I need this in my life. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what a good salesperson does.
Yeah.
You have me licking my lips and wanting a French stick, baby. Okay. 087-110-2107. What are you picking if you're listening right now? What is that one thing, whether it's bread, sticky toffee pudding, a flat white, that you reckon you could monetize off on a TikTok channel? We're going to come back to this in just a bit because I have a lot of questions to ask Donal.
Breakfast rolls.
Okay, Donal, what do you have for us this morning with Survey Says?
Today, 60% of young people say that this is no longer relevant anymore. What is it?
Being on time.
Oh, just kind
of... actually working. No, can I actually... I'm gonna throw a bit of shade now.
Please don't.
At you young people.
No. Yeah. I'm going to fight you on this.
You're whatever still young, whatever gen letter you guys are. I honestly...
You're just jealous, Marty.
No, 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 I'm actually not.
Okay, genuinely,
I always said I'd hate to be younger at this day and age. I honestly, it's tough for us. I really think it's tough between housing and all that. Now, I'm not going to get too, you know, into those kind of matters. It's not that kind of a show, is it? And yeah. I don't have that kind of knowledge either. but the work ethic of young people these days, like, come on. Like, it's just, obviously not you, Anna, you're in here.
Yeah, thank you, I was about to say.
No, I don't want to say that everybody, but like...
Don't just, paint us all with the one brush.
No, you've got like young people in the gym and they're like 18, 19, they're talking about crypto and like setting up their own business.
Yeah, but they're macho lads.
Becoming millionaires overnight and stuff. And I'm just like, get a job. Like as in, that's what we all did when we were teen. I was in a cafe when I was whatever age, cleaning the dishes, chopping the onions. Yeah. And they'd never, you wouldn't find that now.
No, yeah.
Obviously, you find some people who are hardworking, they're working in their bars and whatever. Anyway, that's my rant over. Is that the answer?
It's not the answer.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's not.
Sorry, okay.
It's good. I like you thinking though. Yeah. Get it off your chest, man.
Yes, sorry, yeah.
I'm going to say, like, dressing formal.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, that's good.
Because no one really does that anymore.
We were only talking about this, weren't we? How like shoes are no longer really a thing for young people.
Like smart, you know, like the suit shoes and stuff.
You see a tux or a suit, and it's a good pair of trainers. Yeah,
like just like business casual is as
business casual
is as far as I would go for like dressing.
Business casual, even like Grammys when Harry Styles was going up and everyone slated because he wore jeans to it. And you were saying, they were great jeans, he looked good, and it's fashionable, so...
Yeah, like, Harry can do what he wants. Don't come for Harry, but, like...
If I wore jeans to an award ceremony, though, you would.
Well,
can I just say,
Justin Bieber, at the Grammys, wore basically no clothes at his during his performance, and that's outrageous.
Okay.
At least wear some clothes.
Okay.
Don't go naked to the awards, you're saying.
But just formal dressing, high heels, everything like that. No one really wears them unless you're proper going out, like.
Yeah, no, that is true. Yeah, high heels is a good show. Yeah,
like runners for everything.
Yeah, it's not the answer.
Oh. I really thought I had it there.
I like you thinking. I agree with what you're saying. It's just not the answer I've got.
Okay.
Okay, you're listening. What do you think? 60% of young people say this is no longer relevant. What is it? 0871 102 107. We'll get some of your guesses. Donal.
60% of young people say this is no longer relevant anymore. What is it? Evan says on messages, he just said newspapers.
I love the newspaper.
I like having a physical newspaper.
The smell of a fresh newspaper is gorgeous.
Oh my God, hearing someone in their 20s say that is music to my ears. Because I always felt that being in my 30s reading a newspaper was... I was being kind of branded with the old brush.
I know.
Now that someone's younger is kind of talking...
Well, that's probably... I used to work in like a day break.
Oh, no
I
way.
Did work, right?
No, I never said you didn't work.
But we used to get the papers on a Sunday morning and like the amount of them, like a local area, opening them up. Oh, smell was fab.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not the answer, is it?
Not the answer. No. It's good. Everyone's got the phone and you can get it so quick now and easy to view
you can.
On your phone
we
rather
can
than a paper.
Just opening up a paper and read. Like,
there's such random stuff that you don't find online easy as well in a newspaper.
Do they still have the dating ads? Ones. Remember the dating ads?
Oh, yeah. Single in your area.
Sorry, do you not notice?
No.
Back in the day, if you like the Tinder of like, I'm not even our generation, Donal, probably older generation, you put an ad in the paper.
Oh, yeah.
That's desperate.
Yeah. It's not. Hang on. It was just the way it was done then.
It's like the Lonely Hearts.
You know, we told them, no, you're actually going to be on this like device and you're going to be picking people based on their looks, they would probably have said, that's desperate.
Yeah, true.
Because in the ad, you could tell everybody what you loved and what you liked and stuff. And if someone matched you, like for everything.
Yeah.
And then they
can. Dating ads.
And there was no picture.
There was no picture.
It's like Love is Blind.
That's not the answer, no.
Okay.
Someone has also just guessed receptionists at hotels. That, yeah. This is true. You could just go in. And that's a very. That's a very when you think of it, that is a great show.
The receptionist, they're listening. I'm like, shut up.
Yeah, stop. We don't let them job. Know. Yeah. You book it online, and then you go in, and you could just like scan your receipt or your email barcode. Boom, very you're in. Good. Here's your room key. There you go. That one opens. That. Surely there's hotels that might do that already.
There's some hotels that do check in the day before, and you can just go, and yeah, I get that. But no, what happens then when you want to, like, complain?
You do not that online as well.
I'm just trying to help them out here listening. You know, yeah, oh, well, very good. It's a good guess.
That
yeah.
is a great guess.
It's not the answer. Channeling Una while she's not here. Ironing clothes.
Radio That's, presenters.
I was. Yeah.
No, they're relevant. They're needed.
We're needed.
Ah, we're
companions.
Not. Companions. All right. Put us out of our misery, please. Yeah.
The answer is 60% of young people think table manners is no longer relevant.
Oh, I'd agree. Yeah. Well, no. Yeah.
Who even, there's not many people that would, I'd say, get together at the table and eat anymore. You're just on the couch. Like, oh, yeah.
Eat whatever way you want, whatever piece of cutlery in whatever hand.
But don't be like slopping, like.
No, yeah. No,
a bit of manners. I would say a bit of manners, but no elbows on the table, even use the cutlery left to right or whatever that is. Yeah.
That's
no,
all that, too
throw
much.
That out the window.
Throw that's that out the window. Much. Are you on my team? This is iMornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolls. Rhyme it just a little bit. No, all of it. The grand finale of Rhyme It for the week. Top of the leaderboard at the end of the week, I should say, gets to win Una's drawers. And there's some tasty things in there at the moment. So who is going to win it? All you got to do in this game of Rhyme It is we're going to give you a word. There we go. We got there. And the answer to every question has to rhyme with that word. You've got 30 seconds to answer as many as you can. And the highest score at the end of the week will win the contents of Una's drawers. We are looking to beat an incredible 9 this morning. We should have Danny there with us. Hiya, Danny.
Hey there. How are you?
Morning, Danny.
What's happening?
Good morning.
So where in the world are you?
I am just dropping one of my kids off to the bus stop. So I'm in the car. Didn't have enough time to heat up the car. So sitting in the cold.
Oh, no.
Danny, you got a bit going on that accent now. There's a good few, couple of bits going on
that's
there.
That's not a Mayo accent.
No, there's a bit of Mayo in there. There is.
It's a bit of a New York twang.
Ah, you from New York?
Originally, yes.
Oh, what part?
Queens, Flushing.
Okay. Fab. And then when did you come to Ireland?
Long time ago. I won't tell you that because it might give away my age.
No, we don't want to do that. We don't want to do that, so we don't. Come here. I've heard as well. There's as much as you love Mayo and you're living in it. You want to win today because you want to do something different. You want Mayo to win something. Is that right?
Listen, we can never get it over the goal ever in the final. So I said, you know what? If you can't do it from the football, I'll just do it for Rhyme.
That's it. You'll do it for Rhyme It. Danny
That's
for
all that
Rhyme
matters.
It. Danny for Rhyme It instead of Mayo for Sam. I absolutely love it. And do you have much going on this weekend?
Not much this weekend. The kids do horse riding. Bring them horse riding. There's a few discos. So a lot of picking up and getting the goss from the disco.
You just got to be a mommy. Just being a mommy.
Gotta be the mommy for the weekend.
I love it, Danny. Okay, well, let's hopefully get you Una's drawers now,
let's
okay?
Let's go, Danny. I'm with you.
Wait, Una, I'm your team. Team Weave.
Let's do it. Okay, so Annalie is going to give you the word, and then we're going to hit the 30-second clock. Are we ready to go?
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Perfect. Today's word to rhyme with is tip. If you're acrobatic, you might be able to jump up
Flip.
And what? If you're throwing
Flip.
A load of stuff away, you might hire a what?
Skip.
If you're exhausted, you might go and get some what?
Nip.
When your jeans don't have buttons, they may have a what?
Zip.
A bone in your body?
Pass.
You can get this pierced on your face?
Pass.
If you were a bad child, your mom may have given you this around the ear?
Zip.
If you want to tease your partner, you may put on some slow music and what?
Unlucky.
Oh, no.
You were flying at the beginning.
There was two in there that you might go get a kip.
Yeah, if you want to go to if you're sitting in time to get somewhat
kip.
A bone in your body, a hip.
Oh my god.
I know. And then you can get this pierced on your face, a lip.
A lip piercing.
Oh my God.
No,
it's the Mayo curse.
Yeah, blame the Mayo
maybe
curse.
Maybe if we didn't mention the Mayo curse,
he
could have been fine.
Oh, it could be the, rewind
it,
time.
It could be the curse.
Oh, that's terrible.
No, don't worry.
Danny,
I'm
you've been...
I'm still winning.
That's it. You're living in Ireland. That's it, isn't it?
That's a win.
Danny, it has been a pleasure to speak to you. Have a great weekend, okay?
Spear, can I just say hello to everyone at work, especially Aoife, Anna, and Keith? I'm going to throw them in just in case.
Of course!
But, hey guys, they're going to kill me.
Oh, I love it. Oh, hi guys. Courtesy of Danny. I love it when someone else gets to do the shout out. It's great. Danny, have a great weekend, okay?
Have a good one, Danny. Thanks, guys. Bye.
And I think we've got Robbie on the phone now. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Congratulations.
Woo, congrats.
Hey. Do you want to hear what you've won? Do you? Are you excited?
I'm horribly excited.
Okay. Oh. Hey, you what?
Horribly excited.
Oh, horribly excited. Oh, a negative with a positive.
Yeah. That's a mix-up.
That's great. That is a ridiculously great way of saying something. Okay, you got some Jaffa Cakes. You've got an iRadio water bottle. Apparently water tastes much better out
of it. It does. I can say that's a fact.
Got some purple snacks. You've got a protein bar as well. That's cool.
Hey.
That's nice. 20 grams of protein. Can't go wrong. An iRadio keychain, a lanyard. Oh my God, a pen as well. This just goes on. How big is in this drawer?
She's got a big drawer now. It's more of a closet, like, you know.
Okay.
It's inappropriate that we're rooting through Uma's drawers.
Oh yeah.
When she's not here as well.
She left me the keys, it's okay.
She left Anneli the keys, yeah. So Robbie, congratulations. We'll be in touch again. All sent out to you. Have a great day, okay?
Legends.
Hey.
Have a nice one.
Have a nice one. It's right back at you. Congratulations, Robbie. Well, what a score. Hey?
Yeah,
happy Friday, he said to you.
Oh,
happy Friday.
Oh, very good.
No, catching on already, Marty.
If you just tune in, you're like, I was giving out about influencers saying happy Friday this morning, and Robbie said, very good.
Yeah, very, very good. You with your own game.
That's very good now. I hate when I lose like that. Oh, so bitter. Well done, Robbie. That was good.
Missed the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolls.
We're ready to chat about gifting yourself and sending yourself something nice. Because nobody else will.
That's a bit sad.
It's not true for me. I actually just went to my bag right there. And there is a Biscoff cream egg in it and a packet of nuts.
Oh.
Because before I left this morning, my other half last night planted them in my bag for me.
That's nice, savage.
I know. Sorry to be mushy on the radio, I just copped it. Hang on, he's been awake since 4:45 and he hasn't texted me yet. So why are we talking about this? Because apparently gifting yourself is a thing if nobody else will. So over 15% of women said that they send themselves flowers on Valentine's Day to boost their mood or keep up appearances.
Oh.
Yeah.
But that's the thing with that. You're a female of the species. Do you not like think some girls would be like in competition with each other who's got the best, which boyfriend has given them the best gift?
Oh, you think they do it?
I know certain friends of mine do it. No, but like have to be the best out of all them. My boyfriend got me this. Well, my boyfriend got me this.
I hate that.
I guess that some people are doing that for their appearances. I think that's the crazy part. I mean, like getting flowers for your kitchen table on like a weekly, bi-weekly basis, fine. But to purely brag about it is another level. Like, why are you doing that?
I don't like the idea of sharing presents online.
No.
There's something about it. Do you know when you log on Christmas Day, everyone's sharing their presents.
Yeah.
They're tagging. And usually it's the people who can't afford the luxurious stuff and they're sharing it like mad. And I'm like, hang on a minute. I know you can't afford that, you mad thing. You're just trying to make me think you can.
It's like in primary school where you're like, this is everything I got off Santa. And you're like showing all of your friends what you got.
That's it. It was the That's it. When Santa came, you'd be like telling all your friends and showing it off. I feel like social media is like that now. And like, I don't know.
Your gifts off.
Yeah, it says me who just bragged about my chocolate and nuts that I got.
Radio.
You know, it's a bit different because radio disappears. It's gone dead.
Yeah,
it's not like people can keep checking it all the time. So either they don't know what like their partner is getting them, or they want to make their couple friends jealous. Now, I have to say, when it comes to gifting yourself, you know, influencers get sent out gifts, hashtag gift, hashtag PR, hashtag press drop, all that jazz. I have heard genuinely of people with, you know, not large followings, but kind of like they call them micro-influencers, and sending themselves something, tagging the brand in it. So it'd be like me coming on now this morning, and I'm wearing, what am I wearing? These are like Calvin Klein shoes that, again, were actually were gifted to me, but by someone, not by Calvin Klein, because I don't spend money on clothes. And going, oh my God, thanks at Calvin Klein for these beautiful trainers.
And I wonder, are they expecting the brand then to like reach out and be like, yeah, let's clap?
No, that's not it, because Calvin Klein won't see that. They're such a big brand. They won't see
it. Yeah, big brand.
But someone else might see it that might be a smaller brand and go, Jesus, Calvin Klein have Marty on their press drop. We need to add them to it. So then all of a sudden tomorrow, I'm like, oh, thanks to the guys in at Lone Town Shopping Centre for sending me a lollipop. Do you know that kind of way? Because they're like, if Calvin Klein,
we should hop on that as well.
Yeah. It's mad, so it is. That but is then imagine mad. The brand did see it.
And they're like, no, we didn't.
No, but of course we sent them out to you. You paid for them. Like,
yeah, we just delivered the goods.
We just delivered what you paid for. Have you ever gifted yourself something as a gift? Like you've gone, no, I'm treating myself.
Yeah, of course. I love shopping, so I'll be like, oh, I'm just going to treat myself, but I'm not going to take pictures and post all over my Instagram as if, you know, like someone else gave it to me. Like, no, I actually, hashtag self-love.
Yeah.
Hashtag self-love.
And like around Christmas and stuff, mum's always like, oh, like, what do you want? You've not told me what you want. It's like, oh, right, okay, and I can't think. But there's things I'll know that are too expensive that I'll get for myself, maybe.
Yeah.
And then, but I'll give a kind of, I'd need these deodorants or whatever the hell I'll say to mum, and then she can get them things. But I'll still get myself, I want this anyway, so I'm going to treat myself.
Yeah, because it's Christmas or it's my birthday.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe not for Valentine's, to be honest.
Oh, yeah. It's so commercialized as it is, isn't it? You're just contributing to it by buying something for yourself, saying Happy Valentine's Day to me.
And then, like, posting, like, the jewelry online with, like, a love heart.
Stop. I can't. Now, I don't think we're going to get someone to admit that they've done it. But hey, if you're open to admitting that you do it, 087-110-207. But you might know someone else that's done it and you can out them. You don't have to tell us their name. Just tell us if you know someone who sent themselves something to make it look like that they're important and spoiled. Now, we are chatting about gifting yourself because nobody else will do it. Or you want to come across as being a legend online. I was talking about how I've heard of influencers gifting themselves products from well-known brands and tagging them, even though they bought them themselves, just to have the perception of that the brand wanted to send them something free. And we were chatting then as well about maybe buying yourself a better present because your other half wouldn't do it, so that you can post it online and brag about it and make it look as if, oh, my other half is better than yours. And the whole, all of that is just wild to me. But apparently, it's a thing. So my boyfriend usually doesn't get me anything because he's terrible with gifts. He does give me money and says to get myself something nice though. So that works for me. I'll never be underwhelmed then. That comes in from Ellie. Ellie, can I, like, isn't that all very like, come on, like, isn't love a bit more than that?
I mean, for Valentine's, can he not buy flowers? Do you know what I mean?
Even like a card.
Even like, a card. Do you know what? You hit the nail on the head. A card is just, it's so small, but it's perfect.
It's so perfect.
Like, if I got nothing else but a card and like a really nice message.
Sometimes for the big milestones in life over the course of the year, milestones is a Valentine, you know what I mean? Just a card is nice. It's just recognition of it, 100%. Isn't it?
100%. And like, it's just words. No materialistic things.
Yeah.
That and a bunch of flowers. Come on, boys.
You're mad for the flowers.
Easy, pleased. Yeah, love it. That's true, though.
But then there's so many different types of flowers.
Oh, my goodness.
I never know.
Just go in. They won't care what they look
like. I'm terrible for flowers, though. Like, I'll save up my money and then just buy them based on the price, and they might not even be nice. To me, they're nice because they're like that amount of money or something.
Oh, yeah. These ones, look,
and then I bring them home, and they're like, "Oh, lovely, lovely, they're real nice." They are, and I'm like, "They aren't."
Yeah,
they?
But imagine if you didn't get the flowers, then there'd be war.
I know, but like, what I'm asking is what is a good flower?
Well, it's the ones that aren't properly opened yet. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, they've got a bit of time in
them. They've got time in them. So then you can watch them bloom. Yeah, and then you'll get the nice smell. Whereas if they already look perfect in the shop.
A couple of days.
Okay, there's people scrambling right now looking for what flowers are you recommending? I'm liking this. Keep going on the
list. Just look at them. If they're a bit brown.
Oh, yeah.
Or if the ends of them are dry. Don't take them.
Oh, don't take them.
Don't take them. Leave them there.
So if they look boring but have potential.
It's all about the potential. Because then when you go home, put them in the vase and then, you know, the water will help them grow. And then they'll bloom and then they'll smell the house and it's
back. I did not know that.
So lads, if the brown, put them down. And if the dry, let them lie.
Oh, wow. Absolutely.
Just think about that. Yeah, just basically what you said. Just give it a bit of a rhyme.
You're so smart. You are, though. Tom in Donegal says, my missus knows I don't do Valentine's gifts. All right, Tom. waste of time. So she gets herself whatever, and then she just says, I got it for her, and I take the credit.
Like, no, Tom. Have a look at yourself, Tom. I just gave you plenty of advice. It's okay. You can do Valentine's. You can do gifting.
She knows they don't do Valentine's.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go. Go.
Game of truth or trash, where we try to make you believe something that may not be true, or even better, we might come to you with something that is really true and you learn something new in the show this morning.
Yep.
The last 2 days, we've had three truths.
There you go.
Got there. on both days. So every day has been a school day the last 2 days. Yeah. Makes sense, right?
Yeah,
total sense,
So who wants to go first this morning? Donal, you tend to always go first, don't you?
You can mix it up if you want. I can go.
Oh, will I go first?
Go for it.
Oh, yeah. Geez, okay. Thank you, Donal. You're a gentleman. Did you know that?
No problem.
You're like, I did.
Yeah, I am.
Okay, so did you know that according to linguistic historians, the Friday feeling actually has a biological basis? Recent data suggests that the human brain's prefrontal cortex, the area responsible for complex planning and impulse control, shows a measurable 12% decrease in activity on Friday afternoons. Scientists call this the anticipatory relaxation, where the brain essentially starts its weekend reboot several hours before you actually leave the office.
I'm going to go in and just say truth.
Yeah, that's this sound.
I think
like
I feel that.
Yeah, that I can imagine that. That makes sense. So I'm going to say truth. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is why tasks that take 20 minutes on a Tuesday suddenly feel like they require a PhD on a Friday at 3 p.m.
Yeah.
It's trash.
Oh, yeah,
got you. So I'm proud of that one there. Yeah, well, Gemini is proud of that
it
one.
It sounded very true.
Yeah.
It was worded nicely. I stumbled on a word.
Scientists and stuff like that, I'm like,
straight away, scientific research, I'm sold. Yeah, you know, if you preface something with scientific research, I'm believing whatever you tell me for sure.
Yeah.
All right, Annalie, let's go over to you. Yeah,
okay. Do it.
So, guys, today, did you know that Pringles were invented? You don't like them?
I can't stand crisps, but go on. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're afraid of them.
I hope this isn't frightening you.
Okay.
But basically, dentists helped create Pringles, okay? So the whole notion of Pringles came about by their shape. That's what makes them different to normal crisps.
Oh, yeah.
That, like, nice shape that they have, the curve. And that's what's great about them, and apparently dentists helped make them because they would fit perfectly in your mouth.
Well, they don't, do they?
I mean, shape of them is meant to make them fit perfectly.
Can you put a full Pringle in your mouth?
No,
I've never done that. I will not do that. So I can't.
No, you see, Donal, ladies and gentlemen, is afraid of crisps.
Yeah,
yes.
Weirdo.
Say it as it is, only. Wow, don't hold back. I can't disagree.
We'll go with unique.
Excuse me.
You're not. Oh, that's tough. What do you think, Donal?
Just because I know the shape of them, I can imagine this. This could be true, so I'm going to say true. Yeah. Potentially they go, oh, this is the shape of your mouth, so if you made them this shape. Yeah, true.
Okay.
No, it's trash. The way you spoke about it there, you had no clue what you were talking about.
But I think it's true, and you've just made it. Oh, and this happens.
And that's what makes them great for you. No, I'm not buying it, Annalie, sorry.
Okay, Marty, you got a point.
Yeah.
It's trash.
Oh, wow. Two trashes.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
So if you say
we're
what?
Twisting
it's
up.
True.
You're not, Annalie, you obviously, like, you're not a good liar, are you?
No, I'm not. No. I just laugh at all.
And then, and then the crisps were made, and the dentist said they're good for you. And
no.
Fair play. Donald, did you really believe it?
I just thought because it's a different shape, maybe they said this will fit in your mouth better, kind of thing. So according to scientists, I'm going to add to this.
Truth.
In an emergency in the ocean, say a predator's come in and going to eat all the fish, and oh God, we've got to swim. Form an orderly queue, even in emergencies. Fish will form. I know, you go first. No, after you.
to be eaten.
Like in emergencies like that, fish would still form an orderly queue.
I think,
yes. According to scientists.
Look at this beautiful shark. You go first. Oh, why, thank you, Donald. That's really nice of you.
No, but
see you in there.
Are you not ever like in an aquarium where you see those really like satisfying videos of the fish swimming? And they're all going in one direction.
Their little school.
Yeah, Dory.
Swimming around in their like magic rows. They're like line dancers going around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. I mean, it's believable. The idea of like a living organism wanting to go first in that scenario, to me, no, it's trash, surely. There's no way.
Well, I've said according to scientists.
Oh, you did? Good God. In that case, no, it's trash. It's 100% trash, I think.
I'm saying true.
Really? You think that fish are that stupid?
Well, like birds fly in a V and stuff as well.
No, but like there's a shark swimming at them. That they're just going to stay in a line and go.
No, because maybe they think whoever goes first is going to set the pace, like the runners, and like, oh, we'll get out of here really quick.
If a shark is coming for a school of fish,
yeah,
surely they disperse. They don't just keep swimming. Like, they swim the opposite way, or they try to avoid the shark.
Yeah, they swim the opposite way together.
Yeah, and the one on the lead, they're like...
together!
Yeah.
The same thing, oh, God, Jeremy's in the front. You better set a speed, Jeremy.
Yeah,
speed
God,
up.
Yeah, keep exactly.
it on, Jeremy.
Oh, my God.
It is true. Unleash that, yeah. When evacuating through narrow spaces in a sketchy situation, fish, they don't collide or clog it up, so they'll let each other go, so there's no bumping into each other and stuff.
See, they're so smart, and you were calling them stupid.
Well, they can't understand me.
Stupid enough to not know you're
does anybody have a fish? I bet you there is a fish listening to us somewhere. Someone's listening to us at home with a fish tank, and that fish is not happy.
No, well, they're happy with me because I said it was true.
There you go.
Yeah.
Give him the credit that deserves.
That fish is given out now to its owner. Put on RTE! None of that business there. They don't like fish over there in iRadio. Okay, well done. Two trashes, one truth. That's a really good truth.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.